A Minnesota-based dairy company is causing water worries for residents of southeastern Arizona. Riverview LLP has bought nearly 51,000 acres in Cochise County for their dairy farms at a cost of more than $180 million. And residents say the company is digging deep wells and pumping out a lot of groundwater, in some cases causing their shallower wells to go dry. A report in High Country News details all of this. Arizona Daily Star environmental reporter Tony Davis helped report and write it, and he's with me to talk more about it. And Tony, first off, who is Riverview? How did a company based in the upper Midwest end up with dairy farms in Arizona?
Well, their official position is that they came there for the climate, you know, because there was a good water supply. You know, the position of the critics is that they, like a lot of other farms there, came to the Wilcox Basin because there's no regulation. The state doesn't regulate rural groundwater pumping at all, you know, and you can't read their minds. You know, all you can do is go by what they say. They said that they were trying to dry climate, warm climate, large amount of available farmland. The guy said, we think about water and talk about water everywhere we're at.
So let's talk a little bit about the regulatory climate here, because basically what Riverview is doing is digging really deep wells, deeper than any of the wells of the nearby farms, and tapping into the groundwater there. And it sounds like they are free to do that for as long as they can, right?
Well, yeah. I presume you know that Arizona has a groundwater law that's considered fairly progressive and tough, but it only affects five counties in urban areas, you know, Phoenix, Tucson, Pinal County, Prescott, and Santa Cruz County. There are limits and restrictions on groundwater pumping. But in the rest of the state, a decision was made when they passed the groundwater law in 1980 that they weren't going to deal with rural areas right then, that it would be revisited later. And it hasn't been revisited. And every effort to put any kind of restriction, any kind of limit on rural pumping has gone nowhere in the legislature.
How concerning is this massive operation that Riverview is putting in the Wilcox area to people who have been there in some cases for years or generations?
Well, a lot of residents nearby, you know, in communities like Sunsites and San Azona, they're small, very rural, you know, isolated communities, they're fairly concerned. They're worried that their wells are going to dry up if they haven't already. You know, the existing farmers, I think they kind of like it that there's more jobs there. But some of them have expressed concern to me about the fact that there's such a one big dominant employer that it's kind of like having Walmart in your town, you know. If something goes wrong with them, then there's not a lot of diversity to fall back on. But there's a lot of people concerned about it, and I think the concern is growing as the wells keep dropping more.
There are also some sort of lifestyle concerns too, right, about having that big of an operation, that many cows right near your farm or your home, right?
Yeah, there's concern about the lighting because the dairies have a lot of lights in them and everybody loves the dark skies down there. So that's an issue. You have truck traffic. You know, there's a lot of trucks going up and down two-lane roads, and they're big trucks representing the various dairies. You know, you have odor and you have noise. So, yeah, I mean, those are all subsidiary side concerns. By far the biggest one, though, is water.
How has Riverview addressed that issue? What have they said about the fact that they are using so much of that area's finite supply?
It is my understanding, and Riverview will discuss this only in the most vague or general terms, I would say general terms, they have actually helped out a small number of households whose wells dried up. They refused to give any information, and I haven't heard anything specific. How have they addressed it? They admit that they're having an impact there, but they say that they're not the only one. They make a point of saying that. Our reporting has showed that they have the most wells, that the water table has dropped more since they got there than it was dropping before then. And there's a water district that's being discussed that would pay and charge residents to put in a whole system, an infrastructure system of wells and pipes to deliver water from a water system to people's houses. And Riverview has supported that, and they've said they will consider putting some money into it, but nothing specific. So they've tried to address some of the concerns, but not nearly enough to satisfy your average folks down there.
In the past few years, we've read stories about large tracts of land, for example, in northwestern Arizona being bought up by international companies that are farming. And critics have a lot of the same complaints that they're doing it because of lax groundwater and pumping regulations in those parts of the state. Are there similarities between what you documented with Riverview in southeastern Arizona and what we've seen in other parts of the state with other types of farming operations and other companies?
I would say the parallels are fairly significant, except that Riverview is not an international company. It's based in Minnesota. But the parallels of people coming in from out of state, and they, even if that's not their motive, they take advantage of the lack of regulation. Yeah, that's happened in Mojave County, and it's happened in La Paz County. I think the interesting thing to watch is going to see how do citizens down there deal with it. I've heard reports that there's going to be more push to create active management areas, groundwater conservation areas, something to try to get a handle on the pumping down there. There have been efforts like that in the past, and they haven't gone anywhere. So I think that's the next step. And the other thing that would be worth watching is, as those dairies are there, the Riverview's two dairies are there longer, are we going to see more and more wells drying up? One would think possibly, but you don't know what to predict, you know? So those are the things that are on my mind. What's going to happen now?
Tony Davis is the environmental reporter for the Arizona Daily Star and a freelancer for High Country News, which is where this story appeared.